Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is your host of Tailored for Success, Charisse Taylor. And today we are going to be talking about kindness and consideration. Now, if you're like me, for most of you, sometimes when you're out and about, maybe you're going to your favorite restaurant, maybe you're at your local grocery store, it seems that some persons, perhaps in our community, have lost the art of kindness and consideration. All is not lost, however, though some people may need to strengthen this skill. It really does start with one. So if you can cultivate that, if you can promote that in your interactions with others at work as well as at home, especially with our family and our friends, that is going to rub off on somebody. Someone else is going to observe and see it, and it will make a difference. So it's really about us putting the focus internally on ourselves and just ask ourselves in making decisions, in our interactions with our coworkers, with our spouse, significant other, our children, our neighbors, etc., that we are being kind and considerate. Now, for the last, I had to pause and think about this, but Tailored for Success is going into 2.5 years on air, which is so exciting to think about that. But one thing that I know my listeners are familiar with is that I believe in the power of self-care and also, more importantly, of self-development. And so I am always seeking new and helpful information to help expand my mind, to help strengthen those areas I may be weak in, and to, again, strengthen those things that I'm great at as even further. So I came across a blog, a website, not too long ago by a Dr. Frank Lippman, who is actually the founder and director of the 1111 Wellness Center in New York City. And he had a wonderful article on his website that talked about 14 ways to cultivate kindness. And it just really made me pause and think, wow, 14 ways to cultivate kindness. And I recommend highly that you go and check out some of the articles on his website. It's drfranklippman.com, Lippman is his last name. And just a lot of wonderful information, health-based information that's located here. But I want to talk about some of the things that Dr. Lippman mentioned and how implementing these things, it's a win-win situation. It's going to help you and it's going to help someone else. And so one of the things listed about cultivating kindness is to connect with others. Even if it's just for a moment, connect with others. You know, I think now in this age of electronics and everyone has a phone or an iPad or an e-reader or all of these electronic devices, all of these websites that we tend to have our heads in, a lot of time we're not making direct eye contact with each other. We're not taking a moment to have just give a smile and say thank you, please. Hello. I know of families who can be in the same household and they text each other, come down for dinner, you know, those types of things. So I think one of the key things in cultivating kindness and not letting consideration grow cold is that we need to take a moment to connect. It is really important. Eye contact lets me know you see me. You acknowledge me. You know that I'm here. And a smile can go such a long way as well. Just embarking sometimes on a small 60-second or maybe a 2-minute conversation with someone and just genuinely asking, how are you? How's your family? How's everything going? You know, what's new with you? Now, especially in the workplace, we have to be mindful and considerate enough to know that this person is not looking for a 10, 15, 20, 30, 60-minute conversation, but instead they're wanting to connect. And it's important to connect to build meaningful relationships with the people that we share life with. The second one that I wanted to share from this article is to share a laugh. Share a laugh. A laugh is, number one, it's the best medicine for anyone and everyone. To share a laugh with someone, it's really good medicine for us, truly good medicine for us. And it can be a bonding activity when you can bond with someone and find something funny mutually. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So share a laugh with someone. And the third, but definitely not the last, is to stop and smell the gratitude. Stop and smell the gratitude. I think that's huge because no matter where we are in our lives, no matter what it is that we want to do, whether we feel that we are in a season of lack or in a season of abundance, I think that it's very important to pause and be grateful for what you have. And I challenge you to even be grateful for the hardships and the challenges that you face. Because here's the thing, as long as you have breath in your body, you are making your way through a thing. You are making your way through a challenge, through a difficulty. And so really stopping to smell the gratitude and really just saying, okay, I have this, I have that. This situation may not be ideal, but, you know, so this is where, you know, the word but comes in handy. A lot of times I think people use that to not own something, to not take responsibility. But in this case, perhaps everything is not in place. Everything is not as you would like for it to be, career-wise, relationship-wise, with your health, with your wealth, etc. But if we stop and we smell the gratitude, we just take some time to list 5 or 10 things that we're actually grateful for, I believe that that feeds a positive energy into your life. And once you keep your mind on the things that you have and appreciate the moment that you're in, again, regardless of what it may look like, that's powerful. And I think it speaks volumes to the power of our mind, our mindsets, the way that we think and talk to one another can make such a huge, huge difference. But again, I want to encourage you, do not allow kindness and consideration to grow cold. I want to say more on this particular topic later on another broadcast of Tailored for Success. But until next time, remember this, my friends, the best is yet to come. Take care. Bye-bye.